Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and every aspect of your world. Today, we're going to be talking about holidays with the family. Summer is coming up, and any time of year, there's going to be holidays, reasons to get together with your family. Getting together with your family is a guaranteed cure for enlightenment. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. Before we get started, a shout out to our listeners in Madrid, Spain. Gracias por esta conexión. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad that you're here with us. If you haven't checked out the book and the album, there's a link in the show notes. And of course, if you have thoughts and questions, you can also click a separate link in the show notes and let me know what you're thinking and how I can help. So let's talk about family. Ooh, complicated stuff. I believe it was Ram Dass who once said, "If you think you are enlightened, spend a week with your family." And he was so right. If you gathered with family over holidays recently, or for any reason, they probably drove you nuts. And how is it that in a few short hours, a relatively small span of time, your family can manage to make you feel like nothing? Feel like running as fast as you can out of there, or a myriad of other feelings? There is nothing like your family. Now, that is to say, your blood relatives, to bring forth the biggest and deepest running feelings, your deepest baggage, and so much more. How do they do that? Right? Because here you are feeling all enlightened and wonderful and at peace, and then you get together with your blood relatives for whatever occasion, and then all of a sudden all of your beautiful enlightenment just seems to go out the window. See, family has the key to your subconscious. They have a special side door through which they enter and conduct their mayhem. Now, to their credit, they don't usually do this intentionally. They're often just playing out patterns of behavior that they learned from their own parents, or that they learned from their siblings or their grandparents. They're playing out subconscious or conscious jealousy, regrets, insecurities, and the like. It's just a human thing to do. We all do it. And simply being a negative person can be passed from family member to family member. It's contagious. Well, that doesn't make it any easier for you to handle, does it? And the fact that they seem to have a secret door through our defenses can be really infuriating. I mean, come on, I'm beyond this. I am enlightened. I have touched stage 11. I have witnessed firsthand the oneness of matter and energy and humanity and the universe and the divine. And how can they still make me feel so small and insignificant? Well, here's how they do that. When we're young, specifically less than 7 years old, up until 7 years old, our minds are so impressionable that it's nearly a state of hypnosis. We take in much of what we see and experience directly into the subconscious. And this is fascinating. Go look this up. This is the science of the research. And the reason it's that way is because the young human, less than 7 years old, has so much to learn that if you had to 100% and only utilize standard conscious learning pathways, you just couldn't get it done. So the mind is open in a different way, and you're pulling it all into the subconscious. And this is a little bit dangerous. So the people who were around at that time of your life, when you were less than 7 years old, therefore have the ability to trigger baggage and insecurities from that time in your life much more easily than anyone else. because you associate them with it. And some will say that their behavior is just that. That's their behavior. And we can say that it has nothing to do with you, but that's not entirely true. It may have to do with the fact that they're jealous of you. Did you achieve a dream that they never could? Or that they never chose to or never had the guts to do? Are you happy in your life while they're miserable? Maybe you remind them of someone who hurt them, which could have been them. It might have been them who hurt them, and you remind them of themselves. Or it may have to do with the fact that they resent you. It has something to do with you in that they are taking it out on you, whether they realize it or not. It is about them, but it affects you. Now, here's the really hard part. You will not change them. You cannot change other people's behavior, and you can't change other people's perspectives, and you cannot change other people's attitudes. You can only change your own. The only effective defense that I have seen so far is mindfulness. If you can step back from it as it is happening and say, oh, there it is. There they are doing that again. Isn't that interesting? Then you might be able to take the sting out of it. Otherwise, your only escape is literally escape. Plan ahead and spend as little time with them as possible. Be kind. Don't be a jerk. Treat them as if it was their last day. Not in the sense that you're throwing a party. But treat them as if it was their last day. If it was their last day on earth, how would you treat them? I think you'd be kind. I hope you would. I hope you would be kind. You'd be kind. But some healthy boundaries and distance may be called for. Don't plan to stay with people who treat you badly. I mean, just don't. Stay somewhere else. If you cannot afford to stay somewhere else, don't go at all. Now, this is not going to be a popular idea. But if you have a family member that leaves you feeling depressed or belittled or sad, consider not hanging around them at all. But they're my family, you say. They're your blood, I say. Family and blood are not always the same thing. Family is supportive and positive and happy when you're happy, and family lifts you up. Blood is just a genetic relationship. Blood, in my opinion, does not make family. Family is made by those who hold you up when you cannot emotionally stand on your own. Family is made by those who teach you to be strong. Family is made by those who see the best in you and point it out to you regularly. Family chooses you, and you choose them. So take heart. Your blood relatives may drive you nuts, but you can always return to your true family and heal. So try this. When you think you have to gather with specific people for specific occasions, ask yourself, are they family or are they blood? Do you feel good around them or do you feel bad? What space and time will you need to counteract their effects on you? And most importantly, is it worth it? Is it worth it? What is your mission in this situation? Are you here to feel good that you treated them nicely? Okay. Focus on the mission. Are you here because you just think you have to be? Think again. You don't have to do anything. Challenge the rules and beliefs that you grew up with. Question everything. Ultimately, you got to do what's right for you. and your true family. Now, keep in mind that your absence from one of these events might actually be welcome. Shock. Maybe they don't like being around you either. Ever thought about that? Maybe you make them as miserable as they make you. Maybe you just have a personality clash. Maybe your presence reminds them of where they went wrong. Maybe your arrival signals the onset of their regret. Maybe your joy reminds them how miserable they are. You can't control their reaction to you. But you can't present a lie either. I don't recommend that you do. You being you and they being them might just clash. It's okay to avoid that for both of your sakes. So are they family or are they blood? Recognizing the difference can help lock that side door in your unconscious that they keep getting in through. Step back, as always, and see the normal human experience of frustration with your blood relatives. See that you have what family is supposed to be. It just might not be your blood relatives. And that this too is human. And you, sweet enlightened soul, are still human too. If you can, laugh at this familiar scene that plays out in every home around the world, regardless of country or religion or culture or society. It's just human. It's a little bit funny. So revel in your humanity and turn this frustration into joy, or at least humor. And ultimately do what's right for you. Being, of course, brutally honest about what that is. So that's enough heaviness for today. So that's your homework. I want you to think about the difference between family and blood relatives. What do you want family to be to you? Who is in your life that lifts you up? And they may or may not be related to you. It doesn't matter. We're just people connecting with each other. Appreciate those people for the true family that they really are, and laugh at all the frustration and the setbacks we tend to encounter when we hang around our blood relatives. If you can get to the point where it's kind of funny, then maybe, just maybe, you can retain your enlightenment on your next visit. If I'm ever successful in that myself, I will let you know. All right. Thanks for joining me this time. I've so enjoyed having you along with me on this journey. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, you can use the link down in the show notes to send them in. There's another link down there you can use to check out the book and the album. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.